The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
You and I live in one of the few cultures in the world in which people subject themselves to wedding rehearsals. People elsewhere seem already to know what to do. They just show up, and the wedding comes off without a hitch. But whether needed or not, the reason we have rehearsals is so that everyone will be ready when the time comes for the wedding. Weddings in Jesus' time were a lot different than in ours. They were arranged by the two sets of parents and preceded by a time of betrothal that lasted until puberty, at which time the boy and his groomsmen went to go get the girl to escort her and her family to his home for the wedding. And that's the background to the parable in today's gospel. Most weddings took place after dark, and the main job of the bridesmaids was to light the way for the wedding procession. In today's gospel, the groom arrived very late. And like teenagers anywhere, half the bridesmaids were irresponsible and didn't bring any extra oil. When word came that the groom finally was on his way, the five ill-prepared bridesmaids couldn't keep their lamps lit for lack of oil. So they ran off to buy more. But there were two big problems. First of all, the stores were already closed. So they had to get the merchant out of bed, which caused a big delay. And more importantly, their job was to light the way, most of which, even under a best-case scenario, would have already been traversed by the time they caught up. As it turned out, by the time they reached the boy's house with their lamps lit, the wedding ceremony was over and the banquet was already in progress. And since all the guests were supposed to arrive in the procession, the bouncers at the door didn't even let them in. Jesus' point is that unlike these five foolish girls, we should think ahead and always be ready for Jesus' return because we don't know when it will be. By the 80s AD, when Matthew wrote his gospel, 50 years after Jesus' death, it was already clear that his second coming would not be as soon as they thought. And with this delay came the danger that people would start letting things slide and so not be ready when at last he came. Well, now here we are 20 centuries later and we're still waiting for a second coming. By Matthew's time, believers knew that Jesus' return was being delayed, but no one dreamed it would have taken this long. On the other hand, look again. Jesus comes to us all the time. The final, ultimate, end of the world coming in glory for judgment is yet to occur, thank God. Because if the world had ended as soon as the early Christians thought, you and I would never have been born. And so you and I would never have had the opportunity to live forever with God in heaven or be exposed to the risk of going to hell. This delay is because God loves us. He wants us also to be included. So thank God for the delay. It gives us a chance to go to heaven. Moreover, prior to Jesus' final return, there are many other comings of the Lord for which we must also be ready. Indeed, if we miss these intermediate comings, we probably won't be ready for his final coming either. But if we are ready for Jesus' other comings, we will be ready for his final coming too, whether at the end of our lives or at the end of the world. And when do these intermediate comings occur? Every single day. Every time we encounter another human being, we encounter Jesus in disguise, whether we recognize him or not. And sometimes he's very well disguised. Mother Teresa once said, "The more repulsive the person, the better Jesus' disguise." Jesus also comes to us in the daily miracles of life, the birth of a child, anytime we pray, the sacraments we receive, like the sacrament of confirmation today, the scriptures we read. In moments of insight and discovery, he comes to us. Also in moments of shame and repentance, moments of fear and faith and hope. If we keep our lamps lit and our eyes open, we will be ready to welcome Jesus, our bridegroom, coming to us every single day, which includes that day of his final return. At which point, like the wise virgins in our gospel, we will go with him right into the wedding feast and share fully in the heavenly banquet that he has prepared for us.